Well, welcome back to our next edition of Hello World with Mike Kara. As always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And with me today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer from Arbroath, Scotland, Rebecca Conley. And Rebecca, it is such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today and tell us all about your great music. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and where your love and passion for music comes from?
Thanks very much, Mike. It's nice to meet you and nice to be here as well. So I've been performing and singing for as long as I can remember, since I was a wee girl, sort of chatting away and singing away in the house. And all my family are very musical. My mum, my sister sing, my granda used to sing and tell stories. So I think I definitely get it from that side of the family. And just as a teenager, started playing piano and guitar and writing songs, and but wasn't very confident, didn't really sing or perform in front of anybody until I was probably like 19, so a bit of a late bloomer, as they say. But it's never left me. Music's always been sort of my main passion in life, and it's what I do for a job. It's my full-time career, and I can't imagine doing anything else, really.
Oh, okay. So now, as we mentioned, that you do, write a lot of songs. So, I mean, for you, is there a certain process that you go through writing songs? I mean, is there certain things that inspire you to write?
So there's a couple of different processes that I sort of work through. One is where I'm just kind of, I'm in that zone where maybe I have a bit of an emotional time in life, something's happened, and I'll just sit at the piano or guitar at like 2 or 3 in the morning and just let it all out, sort of thing. It's almost like therapy. And some songs I've written in the past, I don't remember writing them because I've just been in that sort of emotional kind of zone with it. And other times, I'll purposefully sit down and be like, right, I'm gonna write a song today and just kind of see what happens. And there's been times where, I've been given a brief and this is what I'm going to write the song about. So it's very specific. So it's a bit more inspired action, as opposed to like just having like the urge to write or perform or sit down and do something. So yeah, there's a few different ways that I go about it, and it's never the same twice. I never know exactly how it's going to end up or how I'm going to get to the end. But it just kind of happens sometimes, I guess.
Okay. So, I mean, for you, is there something like, a melody or lyrics? I mean, is there something to, just like a piece of music that might inspire you to write a whole song, or?
Occasionally, I do get really inspired after I've been to see like live performances from other artists, or I've been to see like a theatre show or something, anything that's live where I get the opportunity to actually enjoy somebody else performing. That always really kind of kicks up my inspiration a little bit. I guess depending on what I've been listening to. So I listen to everything. Like some weeks I'll just listen to like solid country music. Other weeks I'm listening to a lot of classical music, or, I'm listening to the pop charts, or I go back and I'm listening to 90s or 80s. So my playlists are changing all the time. So it really depends on what I've been listening to as to how that inspires like my music and where I want to take my music as well. So when I came back to Scotland after living in California for 8 years, my music had been really sort of mainstream pop and a little bit alternative rock. When I came back to Scotland, it became very roots, folk and country. So my style changed as well when I came back.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, for you, when you're writing a song, is there a lot of changes that when you first write the song till when you actually record the song?
Yeah, so once I've written a song, I'll be like, right, that's it done, great, it's done. Sometimes it is, it's just done and I don't have to do much to it, and we take it to the studio, and then that's when all the sort of bells and whistles get added. But there are definitely songs where I've written it and then I've come back and I've changed like the melody line of the chorus, or lyrics get changed, you know, in the studio while we're recording, or I maybe add another verse in the studio. So yeah, it's definitely malleable, it changes. And I think you have to be flexible when you're writing a song, especially when you go into the studio, because when you start adding all of the instrumentation and everything into it, it can take on a whole other feel and a whole other meaning. And it might just turn out a little different than you had in your head. Or sometimes I'll go and I don't have a clue like exactly how I want it to sound until I'm in the studio, and that's where the creative parts come out. And I like to sort of experiment a little bit and just see what happens in the studio. So definitely the studio is more of a creative process as well as the songwriting. So there's like a twofold process there.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, ideas can pop up at the last minute. Nothing is ever set in stone when you're going into a recording studio then.
No, pretty much. I'm really flexible and open. There's definitely, I mean, there are some things where I'm like, no, I want it to be this way. Like when I hear something, I'm like, that's what I want it to be like. We're not changing that. I had a bit of a battle with one of the tunes. My producer and I did not like, we had different visions of a bass line in one of the tracks. But I was adamant. I was like, no, it's staying like this. This is the way I want it. So, yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, when you feel something really strongly, you stick with it. And other times I'm really open to other musicians bringing like what they can into the songs as well. So we had a lap steel guitar player come in on my track Famous by 30, and he just did his thing, and then we just took all the great bits and put it in. So there wasn't a part written, he just got to be his own player, his own creative self. And so I like that collaboration aspect of creating music as well.
So these musicians, you know, they come in and then do they listen to the song that you wrote, just the kind of the raw version, and then they start just creating parts for it? Or
yeah, pretty much. That's just pretty much how it happens. So for like guitar parts and things like that, sort of main elements of the track, they get worked on a little bit. So we do go into like pre-production where we'll rehearse and we'll work through the song and we'll decide on the guitar parts. And a lot of times we've played the songs live before they've been recorded, so that some of the parts are already decided from that. But other elements of the songs are kind of decided while we're in the studio. So yeah, it's cool because you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, so I mean, is the studio process something that, you know, takes a while, but once everything is determined, then it goes pretty quickly? I mean, you take a certain amount of takes, or you know, record a certain amount of time to get a certain amount of material? Or
yeah, well, it's all down to money at the end of the day. How much money do you have to spend in the studio? So for my latest album, we did 11 days straight in the studio, and we tried to get as much done as we possibly could. But we didn't get everything done. So there was a lot of creativity and a lot of things that needed to be added. Because once you're in there and you add like the main layers, like drums, guitars, bass, you know, then you want to add in your pianos and your synths and everything else. Or you're like, oh, maybe it could use this. Or what about if we try this? So yeah, sometimes it can take a little bit longer and other times it can go really quick. It depends on what the track needs and what it wants. So for like a fully like full track with like strings and everything, that can take a really long time, but for just a piano vocal track, that can be really quick.
Strings, so I mean, is that something that's predetermined? Well, it has to be predetermined, so you bring in the violin players. But I mean, as far as like when you're writing a song, do you say, oh, well, this is going to need this part, or this is going to need that part, or does that come later?
That comes later for me. So a lot of my friends who are songwriters, they have like predetermined parts and they know exactly what every instrument's going to play. But I am totally different. I don't hear it until I'm in the studio and I hear all the other parts coming together. And then I start to hear, okay, maybe a string section and this is what it's going to play. And then, so that's when I start that creative side of things. So yeah, being in the studio is where my creative flow really comes into play, and then I can say, oh, try this, da, 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 da. Or, I will just sing melody and I'll be like, can you play this? Da, 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 da. And then they'll try it, and then we record it. So yeah.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit, about these songs our nice audience has been listening to. Nice song. So the first song we have here is So Near. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, so I wrote this song after I actually went to see an artist called Dougie MacLean. Don't know if you've heard of him. He wrote a famous song called Caledonia from Scotland. He's a Scottish artist. And afterwards, we were waiting. We went to get some chips from the takeaway. So we were waiting. And I've had a few gins that night as well, so I was feeling quite merry. And for whatever reason, the lyrics were just like pouring into my head, and I'm just standing in the takeaway place, like typing away on my phone, with all the lyrics. And then, like the minute I got home, the guitars came out, and the song was written in about 5 minutes. So, it came together really quickly, and yeah, there's a lot of private personal meaning to that song. So I'll just say, you can take what you want from it and apply it to your life.
Okay, and now another song we have here is Dark to the Blue. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, so Dark to Blue, I actually wrote that. I started writing that in sort of 2012, I think. And it had sat for a long time, not really doing anything. And I pulled it out probably 2018 and started playing about with it. And I changed the chorus. And that song is really about sort of someone who's in a pretty dark place, and they feel really alone, they don't have anyone there. And it's kind of like that voice saying, hey, I'm here, I can help you, and everything's going to be all right. So yeah, it's kind of a little a tune for a friend who's maybe going through a hard time, and you want to make sure that they know you're there for them.
Oh, okay, yeah. And another song we have here is Kiss Me. Can you tell us about this one?
So Kiss Me is a song about a relationship that sort of fizzled out, shouldn't have gone as far as it went. Yeah, it's kind of a breakup song, and being with somebody who doesn't make you feel like they're yours or you're theirs sort of thing. So yeah, that was written on piano, and it kind of stayed a piano song. We put strings to it. We added drums. There were and initially there were drums on that track, but then once we recorded it and put it all together, we were like, nah, don't need the drums, take the drums out. So needless to say, the drummer was a bit annoyed because he had recorded all the drums and then we took them out. So, but again, these things happen in the studio.
Okay, now we understand, Rebecca, that these songs are on your new album, California. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Yep. Yeah,
Okay.
so yeah, I wrote that, released that album in February of 2020, and then the whole world went into lockdown with COVID, so weren't able to do any touring. Yeah, so it was really bad timing for releasing an album. So my release date was like the 22nd of February, and then 4 weeks later we were into lockdown here in Scotland. So yeah, it didn't get the exposure that I really wanted it to get from the offset. So I'm hoping to tour it next year, once things are hopefully back to normal.
Okay, and now Rebecca, I want to talk a little, about your touring and where you perform. And you had mentioned that you had lived in California for about 8 years. So I mean, not so much now, but I mean before the pandemic, were you having an opportunity to get back there and perform?
So I haven't been to California since I left it in 2013. So I came back to Scotland in 2013, and I actually went to university and did my degree in music. Since I'd been doing music for I don't know how long, but got the bit of paper to say, hey, you can do this now. And I set up my own business in teaching, tutoring music. So this is my little space that I tutor from. So yeah, my husband and I run a company called Red Rock Music in Arbroath, and we teach music. So he teaches the drums and I teach guitar, piano and vocals. And then we do perform as well together. So he's my drummer in my band. It's quite handy having your husband as your drummer. So I don't have to pay him, which is good. But yeah, we in 2019, we did a tour and we played at some really amazing venues in Scotland. One was, it was called Gig in the Forest. We played outside in this big tent in the middle of a forest, and it was in September time, so it was a wee bit chilly, but everyone came in their blankets and it was a sold out gig and it was fantastic. It's one of the best nights of my career. I don't think I'll ever forget it. And there's some YouTube video up on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It was really cool.
Okay, so I mean, as far as in Scotland, you mentioned that you know, you're still in lockdown, so there's not a lot of opportunities to actually play out and about, huh?
Yeah, so at the moment we're allowed, there's allowed live music is allowed, however within a hospitality setting or even within an indoor venue, the numbers are really reduced and it has to be like background music. People can't sing or dance, and yeah, it's really restricted at the moment. So we're hoping sort of by July, August time, things will open up fully and we can perform like normal. But with social distancing, it makes it really difficult for venues to provide entertainment for people because their numbers are cut so much that the capacity is so small, it's not really worth putting the gig on at the end of the day. So it's really tough right now for music venues and musicians, just because of, you know, the COVID-19 situation and social distancing and infection rates, and yeah, everything's very much up in the air. We don't really know when things will get back to normal, but trying to stay positive.
Yeah, there you go. So I wanted to ask you, Rebecca, you know, with, you know, everything locked down, does that mean that everyone is doing these Facebook Live concerts then?
Yeah, so we did lots of Facebook Lives over lockdown. So in 2020, pretty much every week we did either a quiz or a live concert, which was fine. It was good to kind of get, you know, continue to keep playing and to engage with your fans and to for new people to meet you. But just, you know, it's not the same playing to a phone and having no like live audience interaction or applause or anything like that. And so, yeah, we have played live. 3 weeks ago, we played at a venue and they were a wee bit relaxed on the rules. So it felt like a real concert. And we got to play outdoors the other week as well. That was kind of like a little festival. So it felt really, really good to be able to perform in front of people again. You definitely need an audience.
Right, yeah, definitely need that audience. So, I mean, when you do return, I mean, do you have a list, or I mean, do you have places that you want to perform next year? Or?
So, because we don't really know what's happening, we're being a little bit, I guess, cautious in booking things at the moment. We do have another gig in the forest booked in Falkland, and we do have a date up in Port Mahomet at Carnegie Hall, so in the north of Scotland. But yeah, we just mostly will be around Scotland. We probably won't be doing any travelling to like the US or even Europe with Brexit now makes it difficult. So yeah, everything's kind of against musicians at the moment over here with COVID and Brexit. It's kind of... It's a bit of a sucker punch at the moment, but yeah, just keeping it local, I guess, is just sticking around in Scotland and looking for new venues. We're thinking about doing like a town hall tour, so we just go to all the little town halls in like smaller communities that maybe don't always have the opportunity to have live music, and then just putting on our own events as well. So that's the plan once we know things can go ahead.
Right. So did you say that there's a Carnegie Hall then in Scotland?
Yeah, well, so there's two Carnegie Halls. There's one in Dunfermline, which is the original Carnegie Hall, where that guy, Mr. Carnegie, the famous one that moved to America, whose first name I can't remember, he's from Dunfermline. And then there's a small, very small town hall in Port Mahomet, which is a beautiful part of Scotland, up north past Inverness. And their town hall is called Carnegie Hall as well. So not
Oh,
quite as
great.
fancy as the big one over there, but it's still a good venue, and the people are lovely, and we always have such an amazing time when we go up there, and we perform, and they feed us, and they keep us full of drink, and we have a great time, and all the whole community comes out, and it's just a lovely, lovely place. It's so beautiful.
Oh, great. So right now you're just playing it by ear. You're just seeing how things are. But I mean, as far as traveling other places, like in Europe, I mean, or Ireland or that, you just have to see. But I mean, in the past, has there been places that you've played and say, I would really like to get back there?
Well, I did actually have a few gigs booked over in Northern Ireland in Belfast, that were meant to happen in 2020 as part of my tour. So I'd really like to get over there and do that. And I'd like to sort of make my way down to England, as well. And I'd love to play over in Germany. I've got a few friends who are musicians that live there, and they tour a lot over there. And it looks like a really awesome place to play. So yeah, I'd love to be able to get into Europe and tour, but it's just the logistics of that are quite tricky at the moment. So, and at the moment, literally the whole of Europe is closed off. We're not allowed to travel anywhere, so it's hard to get anywhere right now.
So even if you did want to travel to Florida, which is seems like pretty much completely open, you can't even get there then, huh?
Well, I think America's on the amber list at the moment, so you can travel there, but only in extreme circumstances and if it's absolutely necessary. So I guess if someone paid me a big bunch of money to come and perform over in Florida, I would be happy to get on a plane and do it, but I don't know if the government would be so happy.
Right. Okay, Rebecca. So let's talk a little bit about, your social media and your website. So first of all, do you have a website?
I do. It's just rebeccaconnolly.co.uk.
Okay. And now as far as social media, are you on a lot of social media or?
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook and Instagram mostly, and I do have Twitter, but I don't actually know really how to work it. So, but my handle is the same for Facebook and Instagram. It's at Rebcon Music.
Oh, okay. Now, as far as YouTube, because I know our audience all over the world would like to maybe see you live and perform. I mean, performing. Do you have a lot of YouTube videos or?
There's a fair few, yeah, there's quite a few on there. So I have a couple of music videos as well that we shot during lockdown, because there wasn't anything else to do. So we made some like homemade music videos for So Near and for another track called Famous by 30. So you'll see there's a video with a seagull in it because my hometown's by the sea and we're inundated with seagulls. So we kind of made a little comedy video about that. And yeah, so the YouTube channel is just Rebecca Connolly Music, I think. I haven't actually looked at it. It's either Rebecca Connolly or Rebecca Connolly Music, one of the two. But if you type it in, you'll find me.
Oh, okay. Now, as far as if our audience like to, purchase this music and support you, I mean, where is your music available on different places or?
Yep, so if you want to buy a CD or I have mugs and coasters and hairbands, you can buy them all directly from my website and I post them out to you. And if you want to download it, you can buy on Amazon, iTunes, I'm on Spotify, so I'm on all the major platforms as well.
Okay. So right now we mentioned that you have the album California, but are you working on any new music? I mean, do you ha have any plans for another album in the future or?
Yeah, so I probably have an album's worth of material ready to go. Again, it's just the funding of it all. So we're going to wait probably till next year to go back into the studio and then start recording. We're actually thinking about building our own studio, so maybe doing it in-house and trying our hand at a bit of production and things and see how we get on with it.
Oh. So, but I mean, right now you haven't done really much as far as production, or is this something that you've tried and liked, or you're just going to jump in to do the production, or?
I've dabbled a little bit. So we've done a few recordings. My husband does most of that stuff. He's really good at like the editing and things like that. I enjoy it. I really like to create and record things and try and make it sound good, but I'll literally have no idea what I'm doing. So I need somebody with a bit of experience with these programs and how to make things sound sparkly and sort of high quality that you hear on the radio. I don't know how to do that. So it will be a steep learning curve, but I think it will be a fun one that I'd like to sort of try anyway.
Okay, so yeah, we look forward to the new music. So I mean, when you g have this new music, do you plan on like releasing like singles, or are you gonna release it all together, or?
I'm probably going to do singles. So for California, we released So Near, and then we released the album right on the back of that. But I think for the next release, we'll do like a bunch of singles, and then we'll do an album. So yeah, I've got a lot to do music-wise. It's just finding the time and the money to get it all done, I guess, at the moment is tricky. So, but we'll get there. Just all in good time. I believe everything happens in the time it's meant to happen, and everything happens for a reason. So I'll kind of know when the time is right. But the last album, California, was a lot of work, and it took a little bit longer than expected, and there was a bit of a delay with the studio and stuff. So this time I'm just gonna take my time with it and just see what happens. So.
Oh, great. So as far as your website goes, do you have any sort of like mailing list or any sort of like updates people could subscribe to, or?
Not on my website, but I do have a Patreon page. So if you become a patron, you have instant access to about 35 videos and music and things that are not available in the public. So there's songs on there that I've written that no one's ever heard, and there's videos on there that I've created. And so that's patreon.com/redconmusic. And you can become a patron for any amount of money, like per month, so whatever you want to give, and that's a monthly subscription. And I put new content up there every month, so and that's only accessible by patrons.
Oh yeah, we encourage everyone to do that. So, okay, Rebecca, we really do appreciate your time, and we look forward to the new music. So, I mean, are these songs that you have all written? It's just a matter of then recording them then?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just getting them recorded. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that sounds great. And you did mention, we just want to reiterate that you have certain things. You mentioned, I think, coasters and that people can buy and show their support for you, huh?
Yeah, so on my website you can buy my CDs, and so I have my album California, my first album called Coming Home, and an EP called Days Like This, and a single called Songbird. So you can buy all of those online, and then there's a mug and a coaster and some hair bands as well.
Oh,
Some with
great.
my mug on it. It's my face on a mug. So in Scotland we say mug for face, so it's my mug on a mug.
Oh yeah, there you go. So, and of course, anything that's happening with you, or any updates could be checked out on your website and Facebook then, huh?
On the website, on Facebook, on Instagram, mostly Facebook that I update. So yeah, if you want to find out what's happening, that's the place to tune in. And that's where I do some of my live streams as well. So If you want to catch a live stream, just head on over to my Facebook page and, you know, have a wee look and see when the next one's going to be.
And with the live streams, do you do them at a certain time, or you just will post when you're going to do them? Or?
So they're either a Friday or a Saturday, and at 8 p.m. UK time. And but it's not every week. So we've kind of, because we're back to sort of doing some gigs live now, we've sort of cut back on the live streams at the moment. But with still some restrictions in place, we're going to start doing a few more during the summer.
Okay, Rebecca, that sounds great. We really appreciate all your time and all this great information. We wish you the best of success. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
No, just thanks very much for having me. Appreciate the time, and just go out and support live music.
Okay, great. And one final time, if you don't mind, so everyone can check you out, if you could give your website and then social media.
Yep, so the website is rebeccaconnolly.co.uk, and the social media is @RebConMusic.
Okay, my guest has been Rebecca Conley, and you've been listening to Hello World with Mike Kara. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please catch us again next time. All right.